Terry grew up during the Vietnam War. As a young man, he decided to enter the armed forces. When presented with an opportunity to be a part of the special forces, he jumped in. What happened next made him a part of a historic mission. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Terry Buckler knew that he was about to be drafted for the war in Vietnam, so he went ahead and volunteered and soon found himself at Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri.
They put us all in a big room, brought in this Special Forces sergeant, and he was looking for volunteers for Special Forces. I didn't know a lot about it, but I knew if I was going to Vietnam, I wanted to go with the best, and they are the best, so I stuck my paw up and volunteered for the Green Beret.
He says the training is tough, and the number who make it through is small.
The old song, 100 men will test today, and only three win the Green Beret, is pretty accurate. We jumped in and into our training. There was about 60 or 70 of us, and we graduated 40 out of three classes.
While Terry became a Green Beret, he was not initially sent to Vietnam. Operations in the country were winding down. When he finally did make the trip across the Pacific, his role was far different than almost any American who had previously fought in the country.
I probably hold the only distinction of the only person not being in South Vietnam. Was probably the deepest and the youngest behind enemy lines in the Vietnam War.
What Terry is referring to is the fact that he was going to be a part of a raid into North Vietnam, and he would be the youngest person on that mission, a soldier who had yet to set foot in the country.
They estimated when we were told where we were going that there would be, number one, a 50-50 chance of not making it back. And there would be anywhere from 100,000 to 200,000 NVA in the area.
So Terry was headed deep into enemy-held territory, and the chances of survival were a coin flip. The story of that historic raid continues next time as we travel the countryside in Holt, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.